This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If ever there was a day it'd be nice to get away from the headlines, boy, this is it. And when we want to do that, we call our own Rico Galliano and Brendan Francis Noonan, and we have them ask around about the news that didn't quite fit into the show this week.
John Haas, editor and producer here at Marketplace. What story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
Reuters reported this week that Japan has created robots that swim.
Uh-oh. Why?
To help people like Olympic swimmers learn how to do what they do even better.
But then the next step, of course, is that the robots replace the swimmers with robots. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Reporter Sally Herships, what's your story?
A Pennsylvania mom was just arrested for hacking into her kid's school system computer to change their grades.
That is Tiger Mom on steroids.
Yeah, but here's why I find it interesting. She made it so her daughter was no longer failing, but she also changed her son's grade from 98% to 99%.
Well, if she changed it to 100, that would be unfair.
Mark Garrison, New York reporter, what story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
Well, a first-class ticket to Asia on United will cost more than $33.
I thought I already knew that.
Normally that is the case, yes. Normally it's about $10,000 more than that. But they had a glitch in their website, and so the booking system allowed certain customers to book either for 4 frequent flyer miles or $33. They got a ticket to Hong Kong.
Is United going to honor these tickets, really?
They honored them if your plane took off before they figured it out, basically.
And, of course, passengers aren't actually saving that much because with, you know, luggage fees, you're still paying like $2,000.
As long as you keep it to one bag.
The radio show Rico and Brendan have is called The Dinner Party. We've got a link to their podcast on our website. It's marketplace.org.